Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody.
And guys, we're going to be talking about episode number 7 of The Traitors. If you haven't already watched the series, make sure you do. It's available now on Peacock. All 10 episodes are available to watch. Have to tell you the show, the series is absolute fire. Not just saying it because my boy was on it, because he knows I love him, but I would say the truth, we probably wouldn't be covering it. It's actually really, really good. The show, I truly would be shocked if it doesn't get renewed because the concept is great. A couple tweaks here and there, but I think it's a phenomenal show with a great backstory, a great take on a reality show that we haven't seen. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you do.
And before you check it out, remember, like, subscribe, and comment below. We'd love to hear that and share.
Cody, why don't you take us off this episode, because we're finishing off at the round table, and I think the only person equipped to bring us into the top of this episode as we're leaving the last episode is you, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, so the last episode ends with the deliberation has happened. Everybody writes their votes down, and now everybody starts sharing their votes. And so you're seeing some votes are coming my way, some votes are going Rachel's way. And they do it on purpose. Obviously, it's like almost like how Big Brother kind of lines us up and sets us up to go into the DR to vote, because they're like, all right, we kind of know where it's going, so we want to make sure we keep everybody on their toes. So ultimately, it turns in my direction.
Cody, when do you realize it though? Because just to clarify for everybody watching at home, going into the round table, you do not think you're going home, correct?
Right. The only reason why I knew, which they don't show this, that it was coming my way, was we're walking up to the round table and Quentin and I are walking side by side because we were like talking, we're walking side by side. And he turns to me and like whispers to me and goes, they're coming for you. Just wait. Just wait until they say something. Don't try to get in front of it. And I was like, done. I was like, perfect. So he tipped me off. So I started preparing, obviously.
Okay.
So I start preparing. Quinn, I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? How am I going to direct it? It's already a thing. So I was preparing from when he said that to me until the whole process was unfolding, which is it's not a lot of time. I have about like 2 minutes to start preparing what I'm going to say. But again, it just shows like, it was how tight we were. It's like Quentin like tips me off when, again, he doesn't have to. He's in the conversations where it's kind of coming my way. And he's like, I can't let this blindside him. And so he like lets me know as we're walking up, which they don't show it. So,
but even at this point, you're prepared for that. You know, the faithfuls are going to come after you. It's part of the game. Yeah. They got to. But at this point, is there any indication in your mind, any inclination that your traitor counterparts might be flipping on you as well? Was there any verbal, nonverbal things that were said or done where you're like, something feels different today, like, uh-oh, I might be in trouble? Or are you thinking, I got at least 2 people riding for me in here?
No, I had, because Christian had mentioned to me, like, turning on Suri, and I said no. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, I wasn't around them during the day. Like, when we were in the castle, and it was daytime, I wasn't, like, trying to talk to them, because I knew I'm going to be able to talk to them in the turret. So if they never came and seek me out, I wasn't going to like seek them out, because again, there's still a lot of people. There's not like, it's really difficult to say, because it's really hard to find alone time and one-on-one time with people, because there's always people kind of popping in and groups in certain rooms. So it was really hard to get one-on-one time, but I had no idea that they were turning on me, which is why when Cerie said what she said at the round table, I was like, oh, you guys are turning on me too.
And that's when you realize, I was like, that I know it's coming on you.
And so when Cerie was saying what she was saying, I was like, oh, you're turning too. You're following them. Got it. Okay.
So that's what you knew.
Because you started to get, like, you can see the look in your eyes, on your face. You can see, like, the light bulb goes off, like, it's about to be me. And you see you get emotional, like, it's almost
even
like
before.
It's almost like you're at the table, you're holding back, like, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's hurt or shock or relief or...
It was like heavy relief, like crazy, crazy relief. That was one thing that anybody that watched it that was there when we were filming said. They were like, we couldn't take our eyes off of you the entire time. And we could see you turning into yourself slowly as a round table. Because I started to feel, I was like, oh, it's coming my way. And it wasn't like anger. It wasn't,
you were accepting
your fate. I was so relieved. I was so relieved to be done. And I think it was like, there. I remember this one time, like there was somebody that was Angelica. Angelica was the last one to vote at the table that day. And she wrote down a name and she raced it. And then she wrote and then she raced and then she wrote. And then she was like, I don't know what to do. She's crying. And you could tell, I could tell when that was happening. I was like, she's going through an internal struggle of writing my name down.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's battling. She doesn't want to write my name down, but she's been persuaded by the people that maybe like Stephanie or maybe Rachel, because they have different ways to talk. Like, Rachel makes you uncomfortable when she's in your face trying
she's
to
aggressive.
Get you to say
she's
what you
aggressive.
Want. And where me, I'm like, I like don't care, because it's like, if it comes my way, it comes my way. Like, I should have done things previously to stop people from coming my way, not... Yeah. Okay, we're about to have a round table. Let me get in your face and talk. Yeah. Like Stephanie would try to do stuff like, and it was like, I knew when Angelica was kind of having the dilemma and then she revealed her vote, which was only like a couple after me. I almost like was like smiling at her, like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Like, you shouldn't feel bad for writing my name down, because I'm going to reveal in a couple seconds why you shouldn't feel bad. So like, don't beat yourself up on it.
Right.
And it was in that moment when I saw her write my name down where I was like, I was relieved. Like, I was so happy to, like, that. I was like, I think it's coming my way. And I couldn't have been more relieved.
I'm watching the round table. Like, Cody is about to cry at this table.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm watching, like, I'm trying not to cry because I feel like you're holding back a cry.
And, would you text us in the group chat? You're like, Cody, I just love you so much.
Oh my God.
I love you too.
You were watching it with Hannah, right? Or whatever. And you're like, I love you, Cody.
And so, like, you got to get to where you know, it all comes out, because when it all comes out, I am like,
So it was like, I was honestly, it's so weird to describe it this way, but the emotional and the mental struggle that I was going through, it was like such a relief to knowing that I'm done. Like, I was so ultimately what happens, they finally read everybody's votes, and I have the most votes, so I step into the truth circle, and like immediately when I get in there, like, I want to just be like, guys, like, I'm so sorry that we all had to go through blah, blah, blah. And I want to say I'm a traitor. And like, right when I go to talk, like, my heart goes into my throat. And I can't speak.
Do they tell you
how
you reveal yourself?
No.
You can get up there and say whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
Whatever
you can't reveal that. You can't reveal other traitors, obviously, for everybody who's like, why?
Of course.
You can't do that.
Of course not. You cannot do that. You, in the beginning of the season, you vow to not share who the other traitors are, and like, there's going to be consequences with that. So I'm not going to get up there and point out people. And then also,
why would I ever do that? Not a good look.
That would be bad for just all around. Like, I would never be able to go on a show again. It's like, you're a sore loser, and I'm obviously not that guy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi. Yep. And so it was just like, I wanted to get it out so badly and I just like couldn't. I had to take a moment and I still couldn't. But I was like, I don't want to take too long. So I'm trying to just talk through it because I was like, I want to get out of here. Like, I'm done. Like, just get through it. Say what you got to say.
That seemed like a really hard moment. I was emotional with you. It's like, don't do that to me.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. And then it was like, you know, I directed something at Quentin, which again, afterwards, I was so mad at because I was like, then I was rattling my head. I was like, I swear, if they go after him because I said something to him, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
What'd you because say? It was like,
I just appreciated him. Yeah. I said to him, I was like,
oh,
bro.
I do.
I was like, this
him.
Was so, yeah. I was like, this was so difficult on me, but like, you know, you're my brother. And if I hope you understand. And if after this, all I have is you, cool with that.
Yeah.
And so I went up to him after I said
fooled.
I'm a traitor.
And yeah, I think that helped because people are like, well, clearly Quinn's not in on it because he was they could look at it as like you were setting him up. I mean, I guess I can go either way.
And it was I just don't feel, but I obviously start second guessing and I'm like, I felt that it would clear him, but then I was like, this game makes people like get paranoid and think different things, so I don't know if that's going to hurt him or help him.
Yeah.
And so it was like it was super emotional, and you could see like, I don't know, Stephanie like jumped out of her chair and like came and hugged me, and I was like, oh my god, I thought everybody was going to be so pissed.
They were relieved they finally got someone.
I know. Yeah. They were like so hyped.
You got episode 7 of 10, they finally got a traitor.
Yeah.
I also think that was the moment that they realized that it is a game. You know,
it's tough for you. It's tough for the traitors.
You want to be mad that somebody was a traitor and that they were, manipulating you. But I think that they actually developed a relationship with you and got to know you in the house a little bit. So they couldn't be mad because it is a game, which was what Rachel was saying in the beginning when people were like, oh, these traitors. She's like, you realize it's a game. They're like, oh, she must be a traitor because she's saying this is just a game. But it is just a game. So it's like, you can't have
the
personal.
The funny thing about Rachel saying that. The funny thing about that is that I kept saying that to Rachel when she was like attacking me. She was like, this is so like personal. I can't believe it. I'm like, it's a game, Rach. Yeah. Like, this isn't real life. Please, it's a game.
Well, I only want to use it's a game playing. When it works for me. You know, I don't want to use it's a
like,
game
it's so
when
it's for It's like Suri using, oh, he's your boy outside the house, but, you know, Stephanie is my girl, so you can't have him, but I'll keep her. It's like and we all do this. That's why I don't find any like malice in it. When I was on Big Brother, it was like, I know that's your friend, but you have to cut them, but I'm not going to cut mine.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so it's like we all do that. It's all part of the game. It's the person that does that and keeps their people around them that always usually goes to the end and has benefits from that.
One final thing before we move on from this, because we could probably talk about this the whole episode. The fact that Christian and Suri decided to cut you, objectively looking at it, just my opinion. If you want to win this game as a traitor, this is an absolute necessity.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Have to turn on each other because
absolutely.
Personally, I'm thinking about if I played this game, how would I try to find the traitors? And the biggest thing would be voting patterns. You could go back in your bedroom or whatever at the end of the night and write down who's voting for who each week and who's not voting for who and who's always voting together. And it's not a science, but you can probably start to put together patterns of how people are voting each week and how certain people who don't appear to be close with each other on the surface are always voting together, regardless of what happens throughout the day. And so this is an absolute necessity to keep people off the scent. I wish it wasn't. I wish you would have pulled the trigger over Christian, but it's an absolute necessity. So I think as much as I didn't want to see you go, you got to do it. If you want to get to the end as a traitor, you have to switch up gears because as less people are there, it's going to become more and more obvious who the people are.
Yeah. And I wasn't willing to do it until it was like way too late because then it was like I just couldn't. And then the only person that I would have, honestly, and it's so bad. It's like the only person I was thinking was Christian, but I think if when Christian mentioned to me, like, dude, Suri, after the Ryan thing, I think we I think I would have been in a little bit of a better, it would have built trust. But when I like shut it down, he was like, okay, you're not the guy.
You're not the guy.
I need somebody who's going to, I need somebody that's going to be cutthroat.
You're slipping, bro. You're slipping and you're letting it get to you, which is the truth. And so like, that's why I was like, I don't hold any fault that they did it. Even that Christian kind of went and seeked it out, and it is what it is. Because also you got to think about it this way. For them, it's like they're going through it and they're hearing people mention my name. And although, and these are people like for Sari that she was really close with. So what's she going to do? Like Christian didn't have to be 100% honest. And I found out after the fact, because I was like asking, I was like, who started it? And it was like, well, Christian was kind of the one that started pushing to vote for you that night. So he was doing it to the faithfuls too.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, he got me.
Honestly, like, I don't even hold, I hit up Christian. I was like, bro, I know I talk a lot of shit on you, but like, I like you, and I hope you don't take it as like, I dislike, cause like, I don't dislike people. I was like, in the moment in that game, he was getting on my nerves, but I hit him up cause I was like, I don't want him to think like, oh, Cody's talking about shit on
anything.
Me, like
I'm kicking his ass out first. shout out to
Christian. Christian. Yeah.
Shout out Christian.
I'm coming for your neck.
You out.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen. All right. Well, that's the end of the winner's circle covering the traders. Nothing out now. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're done. So hope you guys enjoyed it.
So we got to go. We go right into a murder here, right? Cody goes home. They congrats. You finally got a trader, a faithfuls. But we still have a murder because we held off on the murder because of this twist. Yeah. Right. This twist kind of prevented someone from getting murdered. So now I believe in the episode, the way I have it written down, we get right into the breakfast the next morning after your banishment. And
they do a little bit in the trader of the traders and the turret. And then they bring them to the morning where they decide between Rachel, Kate, and Angelica. And the traders ultimately come to this. They're in this dilemma because they don't know if Rachel or Angelica have the medallion, the shield that keeps them from being murdered. So they have to gamble. And they're like, and they decide they don't want to go with Kate because they think it would be too obvious.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we have to gamble. And they go with Angelica, which I thought was an awesome play by them.
Yeah. Smart move.
Thought it was an awesome play.
Especially considering she wasn't completely onto things, but it felt like she was starting to put pieces together, you know, especially with her vote for you as well. So, I mean, it's one of those things where at that point it's a crapshoot. I think the one person you can't vote for, actually Kate and Rachel are two people I wouldn't vote for because so many people were thinking they were traitors.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to still keep them in the game. Yeah. So
it's luck, dude. Cause it was like one out of three could have had the shield.
Yeah,
and I mean, it goes to Ari, who wasn't even up to be murdered. It's classic.
Ari. And then we're going to get into Ari more.
Ari's the king of the shield. This guy's the king of the shield.
There's a little foreshadowing for you. He is definitely the king of the shield. All right, so the game, there's not a ton to carry. This is the one with the memory where there's like a ghost.
Which is kind of butchered this. And none of us were looking at that. I don't think anybody would have done well. I can't even say, I would have been like, I didn't look around this room.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
So the fact that they got one was actually impressive.
Yeah. I
so the ghost memory happened. Nothing crazy there. And because the episode was packed with even you at the top of the show, right?
Yeah.
That was a good section of it. And then it got into the murder. We got into the game. And then we have another round table. This is the one episode, I think, where we have three people go home.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah. So, roundtable, you weren't there.
I'm not there. But again, it just goes along the lines of like they start, you know, speculating on Shelby.
Because she didn't respond again, at the last roundtable.
Yeah, because she didn't respond. Because you don't know why she didn't respond. She could have responded because she was like, because Shelby was skeptical of me. And then I got very close with Shelby. And then she could have been like, I can't believe I let him play me like that and make me think that he was a fake. Like, yeah. She could have been my, that.
That would have been my thing.
Yeah,
like,
100%,
when they were like, oh, you didn't respond, like, you weren't happy that he left. Well, she also didn't vote for you. And so if it's me, I would have been sitting there shocked, like, damn, I got played. Yep. So yeah, I'm happy that he's gone, but I'm kind of messed up. I'm disappointed in myself. And so, you know, you don't know why her reaction was the way it was, but we're always looking for a reason why someone looks suspicious.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, again, it's like two and two together. Do you think a traitor would allow something as obvious as not reacting to a traitor revealing themselves, make them a traitor? It's like the rationale was like,
paranoid,
I don't know. Again, hindsight 2020, I could be a Monday morning quarterback all day. But I remember being in the house and thinking they are so off in their line of thinking. And so watching it back, I'm like, yeah, they're showing it exactly how I felt in the house. Cause like in the house, it was always emotions. And it was never like, other than Kyle, he was the only one that was really on and hitting a lot of the people, and his rationale was pretty good. Everybody else, like Shelby, didn't react to me. It's like like Quentin didn't really react other than like dropping, like other than he didn't really react either. And then I embraced him. It's like, what, Shelby, because she didn't show a reaction? It's like,
and
what?
Christian's overreacting
and Christian going berserk. Like Christian going nuts over it.
I'm shaking.
And it's like, you know who else didn't react?
His Kate. Acting so horrible.
Kate didn't react.
Well, because Kate didn't think you were a traitor either, right?
I mean, didn't think it was. So again, it's like the people that didn't vote for me that maybe felt like, man, I can't believe that's so annoying. Like they're not reacting because they feel played, or they feel like, man, I can't believe I was so wrong. Like this game is getting to me. And everybody just immediately wants to go after him. I'm like, man. So now it gets directed
really bad
at Shelby
with how they come for
no
Shelby.
Reason.
They come at her so hard.
It was really
she's struggling through having left her child. I know how that is as a mom, like leaving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can check out, you know, you're wondering like, what am I even doing here? You know, and what is my kid doing? And how does my kid feel? And you go through a lot of emotions when you're away. And I felt bad that they were just attacking her for having no reaction. And she was like, it almost seems like she had checked out because she was just like, I'm just going to get up here and let you guys feel dumb.
Yeah. And that's why, like, it was really funny to me how Kate kind of hit them afterwards. Well done. You sent home a single mother.
She did.
Because she's saying the things that like that people on the outside are like, good stuff, everybody. Like you really had no rationale to go after. Like their rationale going after her was, oh, she's saying similar things to Cody. And they're not thinking like, oh, maybe Cody was just trying to use that. So now let's go elsewhere. They were like, oh, Shelby's saying the same things as Cody. And it really was like taking things that Shelby was saying. Like I wasn't like coming up with that. I was like, oh, that said, I think I could use that. Like, let me use it. And nobody's like thinking past that. They're just like, oh, they were saying similar things. She didn't vote. Kate didn't vote. I think it's Cody, Shelby, Kate. And I was like, what?
What? Yeah, and they were certain about it, and sure enough, they vote for Shelby. She gets up there and she's like, "Congrats, guys! Got another faithful." And Christian and Ceree skate by.
But
another
this is—I was going to say—but this is kind of when they come for Ceree. Like they start questioning Ceree. Like somebody said that Stephanie said that you were upset that you weren't a traitor, and it almost seems like they're going to start wondering things about Ceree. But it wasn't even like they were telling her that for suspicion or to consider her as a traitor. It's like, they're just telling her so you can know the things that are being said about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought at this point, obviously I had a little insight about the show, but I did think that the heat was going to turn up for Christian and Ceree, and we will see how it plays out. I think the episode ends with Ari winning another shield, right? Don't they do another armory? And I have on my paper.
Yeah. Cause his group, him, Christian, Quentin, and Ari are in a group. They got the one item right the fastest, and so now they have a trip to the armory. Ari gets the armory.
Ari wins a shield.
Ari gets the shield again.
So the recap, Cody is now banished. Angelica is now murdered, and Shelby is now banished as well. So that's where we end the episode. I do want to say one thing. We don't do it a lot, But as you can notice, the beautiful Tiffany is wearing when the, you know what, is hard, the heart is soft. And that's a shirt on the Winner's Circle. So you can check that out if you go over to our Instagram page or Twitter. I believe, no, we don't have a Twitter.
Or in the YouTube. The link is right in the bio.
The link in the YouTube is even better. You can go on there. There's a merch store up there. You can buy Winner's Circle t-shirts. You can buy that shirt that Tiffany is wearing right now. Me and Cody always wear the Winner's Circle t-shirts too on here a lot. Mm-hmm. Go out there. Cop yourself a t-shirt. Cop yourself some merch. Any other final words before
thanks
we go?
Thanks to all my supporters, because I get tagged a lot and I see people wearing these shirts. A lot of girls wear these. They like it. So thanks, girls.
We love that.
Such a true statement. Guys, as always, appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you soon.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.